This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Now, as far as cancer research is concerned, open access is a necessity. And for those of you who don't know, open access means free access to all research outputs distributed online without cost and other barriers. And today we are with OncoTarget, the world's largest peer-reviewed open access oncology research publication, to talk about how they extended their reach with a series of podcasts that allow scientists and listeners to delve deeper into a variety of cancer research topics found in the journal. Now, I personally love listening to the OncoTarget podcast on my favorite streaming platform for free. It makes my interest in staying current with such a complex and evolving research field just so easy. So today I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Ryan James Jessup, the Director of External and Legal Affairs for Impact Journals, the publishing house of OncoTarget, and previous guest of ours right here on the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Jessup, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be back.
So, Mr. Jessup, OncoTarget was just recently named in the top 10 open access podcast for 2020 by Player.fm as a podcaster. That's quite impressive. Get into some of those details.
Yes, Eric. The podcast contains multiple streams, which target a variety of listeners on platforms everybody already loves to use. So we're on Apple, Stitcher, Blueberry, SoundCloud, and especially Player.fm. But our mission has always been to maximize research impact through insightful peer review and making exceptional discoveries rapidly and widely available by eliminating borders between specialities. We aim to link different fields of oncology, cancer research, and biomedical sciences to foster the application of both basic and clinical science. This podcast series has just been another way for us to deliver people free access to the research published in all of our journals.
Again, that is quite impressive, and thanks for hitting on the highlights there. Also, in addition, take it further. Tell us a little more about OncoTarget.
OncoTarget is a weekly, traditional, peer-reviewed, multidisciplinary journal with open access, covering research on all aspects of oncology. It has published 11 volumes since 2010, and it's been ranked by Scopus Journal Rankings as the world's largest oncology journal from 2015 to 2018. In 2017, Medline reviewers noted that this journal continues to play a major role in the publication of important basic science research papers. Editorial practices are consistently high. Ethical guidelines are consistently followed. This is an important research journal for the field. OncoTarget and Impact Journals are also known for offering full-scale post-publicational promotional services to their authors free of charge. There's press releases, podcasts, video interviews, and coverage on a number of leading social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Really, Eric, it's just that Drs. Mikhail Blagoskany and Andrei Gudkov, the editors-in-chief of OncoTarget, have created such a prime example of the benefits of easy-to-access cancer research while maintaining the traditionally rigorous standards of scholarly publishing. More conventional authors take advantage of Impact Journals and OncoTarget's publication service, which would connect them with readers and other scientists around the world. You could continue to expect to see this information become even more readily available.
Certainly, OncoTarget's making a difference within the space, and really appreciate what you're doing as well. Now, how do you distinguish OncoTarget's podcast from every other cancer podcast out there in the space?
2 years after we launched the podcast in 2016, Apple reported that there were more than 550,000 active podcasts and 18.5 million podcast episodes available. Today, just a few short years later, there are current reports of over 800,000 active podcasts and more than 54 million podcast episodes. So the figures are increasing rapidly and the market space is fierce. In 2019, the podcast industry ad revenue was estimated to hit over $500 million, doubling each year for the past few years. See, the difference is that while millions of people are capitalizing on this growth in the revenue streams of podcasts, all of the Impact Journal's publications, including post-publication material, remains open access. So we're particularly really honored to be included in the top open access podcasts of 2020. We feel that it really reaffirms our commitment to the free dissemination of science and research.
Now, from what I understand, OncoTarget has been the largest cancer research journal for half a decade. Am I correct in saying that?
You're right. Over the last few years, no one has delivered more open access cancer research to the public than OncoTarget and Impact Journals. But in the future, you can expect to see more. OncoTarget is going to unveil an enhanced content delivery platform on its website with updated intuitive navigation structures that allow readers and researchers to experience more viewing options and tool sets to track, review, and promote their articles. But ultimately, in my professional opinion, this journal takes open access to a whole new level. Impact Journals and OncoTarget has a vision to bridge the gap between scientists and the general public. Launching this acclaimed series of podcasts, their YouTube channels, their press release program, conference sponsorship, media coverage, topic-driven collections, webinars, and blogs are just the beginning. We're very proud of our accomplishments and the recognition we've received. We thank both Player FM and the eHealth podcast for bringing us here to talk about it. We invite you to tune in on our iTunes, Stitcher, Player.fm, or your other favorite content delivery platform like Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube to find full readings of published papers, interviews with selected authors, readings of press releases from the OncoTarget newsroom, and updates from the journal. Most of this content is also available at oncotarget.com, and you can view more about our post-publication services by checkimpactjournals.com.
Mr. Jessup, fabulous to have had you with us. Can't thank you enough for your time and for joining us on behalf of OncoTarget. Again, it is oncotarget.com. Again, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Talk to you again next time.
Certainly sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with Mr. Ryan James Jessup, the Director of External and Legal Affairs for Impact Journals, the publishing house of OncoTarget. And for further details, visit OncoTarget.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.